very, very tough game against top opposition. You know, they're not top of their league for no reason. They pass the ball around well. They've got good players. They've got players who are getting tracked by bigger clubs. You know, we've made changes from the weekend, forced upon us, as we know. They've made a few changes. We lost Andy Parrish in the warm-up, which killed us, which is 2-2 now. So in my 4 years as being manager, it's by far the worst it's ever been. You look at the team tonight, the back four is totally different to the back four that started the season, with Edwards and Parrish, Wilson and Bealey. Molly's playing out of position at left back. We brought him to play higher up the pitch. I thought he was excellent. Barry Roach was excellent. The middle two in Goodall and Dugdale was superb. You know, the experience shone through. Adam McGowan, young lad who's making his way in the game, brilliant. You know, to keep a clean sheet against that opposition. Yeah, they did get through a few times and a little bit of poor finishing, and Baz made some good saves. But I thought going the other way, first half, we looked disjointed, our shape weren't great, we didn't pass the ball well enough, they dictated the play. Sweet one or two things at half-time. I thought second half, we looked like we played a lot more confidence. Scored two absolutely brilliant goals. And, you know, it's nice to get the likes of Nathan Bonswell and Charlie Bailey onto the pitch. So there's three that have come through the ranks straight away, and McGowan, Bailey and Bonswell, you know, all 18, 19-year-olds. So it's been a great night for us, and, you know, confidence is high, spirit's really good, the crowd are enjoying themselves, and this is what you want in football. These are the days where you win games and everyone's happy. But like I said to the lads in there, never too high, never too low. We've won, we're into the round for the next, into the half of the next round. But you know, we've got to make sure that we recover right now. We'll have a couple back for the weekend, which we need desperately, because we are more than down to the bare bones. And we've got another difficult game in League Two on Saturday away from home, so hopefully we'll go again and get another good result.
What about Tom Barkhuizen? I said before the game, I think this guy could be a player. We mentioned him 3 or 4 years ago, didn't we, the first time we saw him?
I seen him at Hereford, I've seen something in him. He's got pace, he's up. I liken him to a Gary Thompson. You know, when I first come to the club, Tom was that, you know, he's blessed with pace, you know, just natural, the way he moves. He's brave, he's got a good leap, he's got a good shot off both legs. You know, he can go past someone, he can go to the line, he can drift inside and pick up good positions. Got a hell of a shot on him. You know, that goal tonight was brilliant. He could have had a hat-trick tonight. You know, he's rattled the crossbar, he's put a goal in, he's had a header wide. You know, Kenny's said to me a couple of weeks he's been excited by what he's seen. You know, christened them League Two's Gareth Bale, so he's got a lot to live up to. But I think, as I said, we've seen something in him when he was at Hereford. You know, he's had one or two little games here and there at Blackpool, but probably always been classed as a youngster coming through, you know, on a big stage at a championship, and, you know, hasn't made his name or made his way. And we've given him a home now, and I've got that belief in him and that confidence in him, and he's fitter and stronger than he's ever have been. He said that to us. His body's coming on. You could see him now. He's stacking muscle on, and he can look after himself. And I just thought it was a great performance by him. He looked a threat right throughout, and topped it all off with a fantastic goal. But he's not the only one. Everyone, you know, everyone played the part tonight. There was real good, strong performances out there. We've got lads who are running empty. Like said, Devitt's put another 90 in. He's run himself into the ground. Mullen, you know, Dugdale at the back's not played much football. Goodall's just come from out of nowhere. And, you know, since Peter Murphy's injury, he got back on the team, and he's been absolutely superb, centre midfield, centre half, right across the board at the minute. We're doing really, really well.